Chapter 8. Miles Hendon. Edward felt very sad because his father was dead. Many people were frightened of King Henry. He was a very big, very important man who was often angry. But Edward knew his father was a kind man. He played with him when he was a little boy. Edward started to cry, but then he stopped. He was king now, and a king must not cry. Miles Hendon took Edward to his room. It was a small room near London Bridge. Edward looked around. There was an old bed, a table, two chairs and some candles. He did not like the room because it was dirty.
"Where are your servants?"
Edward asked. "I don't have any servants," Miles said, laughing. Edward was not happy. He was tired and hungry. The little king lay on the bed.
"Wake me when dinner is ready,"
he told Miles. He went to sleep quickly. Miles looked at him. Miles said to himself,
"He must be very ill. He thinks he's the king. I will help him and be a brother to him. I won't laugh at him again."
After some time, there was a knock at the door. A woman came in. She was Miles's neighbour, and she often cooked his dinner. The woman had a big pot of soup. She put it on the table.
"Here, Mr. Hendon," she said. "I thought you would like this soup."
"Thank you," said Miles.
The woman smiled at Edward, who was waking up, and then went. Edward was very hungry and sat down at the table. Miles gave him a bowl of the soup. Then he sat down next to him.
"What are you doing?"
asked Edward.
"What am I doing?" replied Miles. "I'm sitting down next to you. I'm going to eat some soup. I'm very hungry too."
"You must not sit down in front of the king," said Edward.
Miles was very surprised. He nearly laughed. But then he remembered that his new friend was mad.
"I must be kind to him," thought Miles. "Oh, yes, of course," said Miles. "I'm sorry, sir."
Then Miles stood up and Edward ate the soup. The soup was good and Edward soon felt better.
"Miles is a good man," thought Edward. "I must help him when I'm king. Miles, I would like to thank you," said Edward. "What would you like? I'll give you anything I can."
Miles thought for a moment. He was very tired.
"I would like to sit down in front of the king."
"Very well,"
Edward said.
"You may always sit down in front of the king. Now, tell me your story."
"Thank you very much, sir," said Miles, and sat down. "Well, I lived in a big house called Hendon Hall, Miles began. It's near London. I lived there with my father, my brother Hugh, and my cousin Lady Edith.
Tell me about your brother, said Edward.
Hugh is not a good man, said Miles sadly. He didn't like me. He is very angry and nasty.
Is your cousin Edith nasty too?
Asked Edward. No, she is very kind and very beautiful. I love her very much. I wanted to marry her, said Miles.
Why didn't you marry her? Said Edward.
I was a soldier, Miles went on. So I had to fight in the war in France. I was away for 3 years. Then the enemy caught me. I was in prison for 7 years.
That's terrible, said Edward.
He was now very interested in Miles's story.
I returned to England last week, continued Miles. I want to go to Hendon Hall. I want to see my family again. I hope I can marry Lady Edith.
Edward thought about his family, and he was sad. He missed his father.
Are you okay?
Miles asked.
No, I'm not. My father, the king, is dead. I want to go home.
Miles felt sad for this boy again. Where is your home? He asked Edward.
The palace is my home, of course,
shouted Edward. Then he told Miles his story about Tom Canty.
Oh dear, that's terrible, said Miles kindly.
But he thought Edward was mad. The friends were very tired, and they went to sleep. Edward slept on the bed. Miles slept on the floor. The floor was very hard, and Miles woke up early the next morning. He got up and went to the market. He wanted to buy Edward some new clothes. When he returned an hour later, Edward was not there. He was gone.